You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, mark your calendars. Coming up on Saturday, August 28th, 2010, it is the third annual Lady Legends Charity Classic basketball game. And we have got it all, guys. You have got to be there. We're going to be at Christ the King High School in Queens, New York. We already have our Lady Legends for 2010. We've got former WNBA stars Kim Hampton, Teresa Weatherspoon, Adrian Goodson, Ruthie Bolton, Corey Halede, Andrea Stinson, Tammy Jackson, Linda Burgess, Chantel Trimeter, and we're adding every single day. So do this. Get over to LadyLegendsCharityClassic.com. You can get all the event details. We've got some great packages over there. So get over there, LadyLegendsCharityClassic.com. Get your tickets. Tickets are going fast. Get on over there, LadyLegendsCharityClassic.com, and we look forward to seeing you in the house on Saturday, August 28th, Christ the King High School, Lady Legends Charity Classic, third annual.
The views and opinions expressed on Dishin' and Swishin' by our guests and callers are not necessarily those of the host, WSTR Radio, its management, or advertisers. Programming on Dishin' and Swishin' is for entertainment purposes only.
So this is just the first show, and there are so many topics to cover over a whole season. I want to try and wrap things up for us, but since it's also the start of the season, I just want to go around the horn and give me your thoughts as to, briefly, who you think we're going to see in the championship this year, and who you think we should be looking for an MVP candidate. Who wants to volunteer to go first?
Wow.
All right, Dana, you win. You go first. We're going to save Mel for last because he's going to talk the most.
What did you say? What?
Back on this one.
Save Mel for last since he talks the most.
that's hard after one weekend.
Come on, y'all did your previews, I'm sure, when you were getting doing your columns.
Yeah, and I escaped. I didn't have to do predictions this year. I did have Phoenix, but I just was respecting the fact that they won the championship. I don't think they really will make it what are they on now? I don't think they will repeat this time and win a third one overall. I'm just really attracted to the whole New York situation and just the players that are there. There are a bunch of players that I do like, and Ann Donovan is a great coach, and she's done it before, and I could see all of those pieces clicking enough to the fact that it could work. Cappy, I highly respect her and her game, and I think that could happen as far as that goes. As far as MVP goes, thankfully we don't have too much hounding, of one player already. As far as Rookie of the Year, people kind of seem to have already given it to Tina Charles. As far as the MVP goes, I haven't heard too much of just on one player so far. So I think it could be a fair race this year, which would be really fun. And I think it all is going to really come down to health. I obviously being out here in Seattle, I immediately look to Lauren Jackson and the way that she plays, and she always wows me every single night out. But the thing with her is injuries. Candace Parker, the debut. Excuse me, she looked good. I think she's got to be in the list. Again, Cappy Pondexter, Diana, you can never throw out. Becky Hammond still trying to carry her team. There's a lot of people. And then Tamika Catchings, when is she going to win one? There's a lot of pieces that are there. I cut out again, but just kind of saying that there's a lot that are there that I will be looking at all season, and those are kind of the ones that I always start with every year because they usually always rise to the top.
Okay, that's actually our orchestra music starting to play, like on the award shows, when you cut out like that.
They didn't like my speech.
Cheryl.
I would say in the East, I'd be between New York and Connecticut. In the West, Phoenix, Seattle, and I don't know, Los Angeles looked like they had from what I read, some and from what I saw briefly, some chemistry issues. They can settle Andrea Riley down, and if Tisha can get healthy, they may be in the mix. As far as players, yeah, there's a lot out there. I can't really say at the moment. It really does depend on who stays healthy. I mean, if Lauren Jackson stays healthy, Candace Parker, I mean, she looks great physically. And, you know, I think even Tina Charles, if she continues and gets better, she can be a contender, not just for Rookie of the Year, but MVP as well. You know, Cappy and, you know, Monique Curry from The Weeknd. So.
Very nice. Mel?
Actually, to quote a former Oscar type presentation, we love you, Jada, we really do. Yeah, I mean, I buy right now into the New York, Connecticut thing from this side of the fence. The other side, you know, Phoenix Stars veteran of experience. L.A. may have to settle a few things. Seattle certainly has a lot of talent. When they go head-to-head from both sides of the aisle, it would be interesting, you know, when you almost forget about how new some pieces are in L.A., you would say an L.A.-New York matchup, maybe the fact that Candace has some experience, but then you keep forgetting Cappy's there. So you're like, we know Cappy's there, and we talk about it, but we're not saying New York and Cappy at the same moment, like we said, Phoenix, Cappy, and Diana, and, you know, Seattle, Lauren Jackson. I think it'll be interesting because you'll have two dynamics in a player thing because it is wide open. I mean, I think you always start the season looking at Diana because of who she is, but you'll just have to look at the standings and decide at one point, is a team there, is a certain player that's gotten the team there, or is a certain team, you know, when you start looking at contenders, gotten the player there just because of the way the team plays, if you understand what I'm saying. In some cases, it would be one player, but in some cases, it might be a couple people, and then suddenly you're looking at who's the best player in that bunch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And so I'm held to the fire, too. I'm gonna still say that Indiana's gonna win the East. I think they just still have too much depth. I like the addition of Janae Morris. I mean, I think she's gonna be a really good player. I think she's gonna fit into that Tamika Dixon mode really well. And I'm gonna suck up to Jada. And I'm saying Seattle is for the first time going under the radar this year. And I don't know why everybody's talking so much about Phoenix. Yeah, of course it's understandable that they're getting a lot of attention, but I don't understand why Seattle's not getting more attention. They've had a depth that they've had before. They have a healthy Jackson and a healthy Bird coming in. And I'm going to say that Lauren Jackson's going to be the MVP this year, and Seattle is going to win it all.
No, don't ruin it. Be quiet. You know, they just don't get – nobody knows anything about Seattle. They don't get any coverage, you know?
I just don't understand that. I really don't. I think that they're definitely going to be there all season. And I think that just in that fourth quarter just showed it the other night. At least what I heard about it since I couldn't see it on live access. But that's for another discussion too.
Oh, yeah, it is. Definitely.
This is David Siegel, and you are listening to WSTR Radio's Dishin' and Swishin' Show, available here on Swish Appeal.